In the last year, we began discussing the difference between Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla and Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. And we mentioned the sugya that presents two different shitos as to how do we know that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. And that's the sugya on Daf Dalid. Rabbi Shimon Levi derives it from Balayla Velo Dumuli, and Rabbi Chelbo, in the name of Ula, derives it from the Pasuk L'Mayin Yizmer Chavov V'lo Yidom. And we suggested in the last shiur that according to an entire group of Achronim, there's a fundamental difference between Kriyas Hayom and Kriyas HaLayla, whereas Kriyas Hayom is Midivrei Kabbalah, and it's derived from the Megillah Hayomim Ha'elu Nizkarim V'Nasim, and it's a Chiyuv Yom. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a separate takana derabanan, lacks the status of midivrei kabbalah, and therefore it is only a chiyuv derabanan. And let's just summarize the difference between Megillah B'yom as a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah and Megillah Balayla as a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Now, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Turi Evan, and even the Sfas Emes operate with this assumption that the Iker Mitzvah, based on Tosis there in Daf Dalid, is the Kriya Bayom, meaning that that Kriya is a Kriya Midivrei Kabbalah. And that's an upgraded, obviously more strict and severe Mitzvah. And then Afkamina could be in a case of Suffolk. You don't know if you were Yotzei the Mitzvah of the Gila, you weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah of the Gila, the classical case of Tveria, as an Ir Mukefes, Safik Mukefes Choma, Yotzei Yeshua Safik Lo Mukefes Choma, we would be more inclined to say Safik Lechumra in a Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah than in a Mitzvah Dirabbanan. So therefore, even though we might not be mechayev you to read the Megillah at night in such a case of Safek, but we would require reading the Megillah Bayom because of Safek, since it's a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah, and that you'll see in the Noda B'Yehuda, the Turi Evan, and the Sfas Emes. That's number one. Number two, we discuss the case of someone who has to decide whether he will hear the Megillah Bayom or he'll hear the Megillah Balayla. He won't be able to hear both. He has a choice, either or, which one takes precedence. And it could be that even though Layla comes first in the Chiyuv sequentially, nevertheless, we would push it off till Yom, because Yom is the Iker Mitzvah Megillah, and it's a Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. So the normal principle of Mitzvah Bo Liot Chaltach Mitzena, or ain over and all mitzvahs, might not apply here because the Iker Mitzvah of Megillah is by day. Another nafkamina could be whether you require kavana in the Mitzvah of Megillah. And if we get a chance, Bli Neder will take a peek at the Shalmi Toda, who wants to argue that according to the poskim, that in a Mitzvah Drabbanan we don't need kavana. That could very well apply at night, but during the day, we would definitely require kavana, because that's not a mitzvah derabanan, but rather a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah. And then another nafkamina would be whether or not you could read the Megillah at the end of the Layla, when the Layla, it's almost Yom, and that kriya can count for the Kriya of the Yom, and this is all part of the discussion of the Shalmi Toda, not for now, but hopefully we'll get to it. And then what happens if there was no Kriya of a Laila because of an Ones? Would there be Tashlumin during the day, something that we investigated in the previous year? What we'd like to discuss in this year, and it's a lot based on what we discussed in the last year, is the question of perhaps reading the night Megillah when it's still daylight. In other words, it's still Yud Gimel, or in the case of Yerushalayim, it's still Yud Dalet. We're before Tzeis HaKochavim. Could there be a possibility, if absolutely necessary, of reading the Megillah before Tzeis HaKochavim? And this is brought up by the Shara Tzion in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just read the Shara Tzion inside. This is in Siman Tofresh Tzadi Beis. On the words of the Ramah, Asur lechol kodem sheyishma kriya samigila filu atainis kashalov. In the prazim outside Yerushalayim, you go straight from the tainis into kriya samigila, and the psak is not to eat before kriya samigila, even though he's really finding the tainis very difficult. And the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, writes that Te'ima might be mutter. So perhaps he can go out and get a drink of water before Kriyas HaMegillah. But what happens if he has two choices? One choice is to beam Toem before Kriyas HaMegillah. And the other choice is to read Megillah earlier. Is that an option? And the Mishnah Berurah writes in the name of the Pri Chadash that we should not be Mekil and read the Megillah earlier, even for someone who's weak, meaning from Plaga Minchin on. HaPri Chadash Koratagar Al Kula Zu V'daito Dekodim Tzeis HaKochavim Eino Yotze Klal Afilu B'dievet. According to the Pri Chodesh, he cannot be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, before Tzeis HaKochavim, and even B'dievet. V'chein Mashmadas HaGro B'Beuro. The Mishnah Berurah adds that it's not just the Pri Chodesh, but it's also the Gro. And if this be the case, then we're not going to be Mekil to allow you to read the Megillah before Tzeis, even for someone who's weak, based on this Pri Chodesh and the Gro. We'll see how we pass in Halacha. He says, Afilu Te'ima Ein L'Hakel El L'Tzorech Gadol. So, you know, you're caught in a bind over here. You don't want to be Mekil and allow Te'ima unless it's absolutely necessary. The Tainus is very difficult for him. And te'ima means to eat a kibetza, or mashkin kishir kibetza. And on the other hand, you're not allowing him to read the Megillah any earlier. So it's sort of like you're caught between a rock and a hard place. However, he quotes the Prima Gadim here in this Mishnah Berurah, and we're all in this Mishnah Berurah Yudalid in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Beis, that b'dieved, if he read the Megillah after Shkia Sachama, is perhaps we could be Mekil and say he was Yotze in a case of Ones Vehechrech Gadol. So there are pressing situations where the Prima Gadim would allow Kriya Samegillah after Shkia, before Tzeis, even though the Pri Chodesh would not allow it in any event. And if you take a look at the final conclusion of this Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Shari Tshuva and the Berki Yosef, that HaMekil L'chole U'liyoledes L'mayar Kriyosa M'bojom, and I assume he means after Shkia, is Yesh Lamal Milismoch. And that's where he quotes a lumdus here in the Sharat Tzimun to differentiate between Kriyas HaYom and Kriyas HaLaila. And he writes explicitly, the Kriyas HaYom is Midivrei Kabbalah, whereas Kriyas HaLayla is only Midivrei Sofrim. And we found Kulas in Mitzvahs Derabbanan to start after Shkia. I mean we have Dinim in Kriya in Hanukkah, etc., etc. So we have now a new opening, a new nafkamina between Kriyas HaMegillah as a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah and Kriyas HaMegillah as Midivrei Sofrim, nafkamina in terms of Laila, whether if need be, Litzarech Chola Lo Yoledes, we can read the Megillah even by day. Meaning by day, but after Shkia, before Tseis HaKochav. And this engenders a discussion in Poskim with regard to a tzibur that can't get together after Tseis HaKochav. It's just too dangerous, or whatever it might be. And that's called a Makom HaDchak Gadol. Can they be Mekil and read the Megillah before Tseis HaKochav? And can they recite a bracha? And we mentioned last time that the Yabia Omer in his in Rav Avad Yosef's Tshuva Sefer has an entire discussion about this possibility, and he comes up with a very fascinating insight. And this is Yabia Omer Chelik Dalid Simon Mem Gimel. And he speaks about the fact that in terms of defining Laila vis-a-vis Kriyas HaMegillah at night, it might all hinge on the two derivations of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Chelba in the name of Ula respectively. Because as we saw in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalid, it is Dafka, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that we have a derivation from the Pasuk V'layla V'lo Dumyali. And that becomes the source for Kriyas HaMegillah V'layla. Obviously, we're talking about Laila, because the Pasuk itself says Laila V'lo Dumyali. And insofar as Rabbi Shimon Levi establishes a chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila from the pasuk Laila, it's got to be after Tzeis. On the other hand, Rabbi Chelbo Omer Ula, L'man Yizamer Chavov Lo Yidom, there's no mention in the pasuk of Laila. Perhaps we could be more Mekil and not require Laila. And here, The Yabia Omer quotes a very fascinating, shall we say, analogy to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here he's basing himself on Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, at the beginning of Masechta Brachos, address the famous issue of the Rishonim at the beginning of Masechta Brachos about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before Tseis. And even if I maintain that for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis we need Laila, and therefore when we get home from Shul after davening before Tseis and reciting Kriyat Shema before Tseis, we're going to have to repeat Kriyat Shema after Tseis, but that's only, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the first two parashios. As far as the third parasha is concerned, which is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, Anochi Hashem Elokech Shetzisa Mitzrayim, that we don't have to repeat after Tzeis, we don't say before Tzeis. And the reason for this, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is because the pasuk doesn't mention Laila. The entire derivation and the source for Zecheris Mitzias Mitzrayim Balaila is a separate ribui, and the ribui doesn't mention Laila at all. Let me read to you some of the most telling lines here in the Abi Omer. He says, "Nira di ikar din ze ibeinin dafka laila mamish." And then he goes ahead and he presents Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Chelba Merula, and he writes, "Dila ula shapir dami lekara mibodjom dolok siv lailuk mosh kosvu talmidi Rabbi Yona reish brachos." And therefore you don't need Laila Mamish with regard to Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's only Laila, the Zechiris Mitzrayim B'Laila is only derived from Kol Yemei Chayecha, an extra ribui. And he writes that Kol Shekein Kriyas HaMegilah Shel Laila, which again we're not sure if that's Midivrei Sofrim or Midivrei Kabbalah. The first part of this tshuva, the Abi Omer tries to prove that according to the Rashba and the Ritva, Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is Midivrei Kabbalah, just like Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. But nevertheless, even if it's Midivrei Kabbalah, since according to Ula there's no mention in the Pasuk of Laila, then we could certainly make room here for a svara to say that you could be Koreas Amagila before Laila. Now, even Rabbeinu Yonah, when he discusses Chiris Yitzchayim, he's talking about the end of the previous day. Let's say it's not after Tzeis, but it's close to Tzeis. We're davening Ma'ariv. We're making the Bracha Ma'ariv Aravim. And presumably, that would be after Shkia. Again, there are various shitas about this, because if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, since the latest time for the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim is Plaga Mincha, then the day ends in the Beis HaMikdash with Plaga Mincha, and then Ma'ariv begins immediately after Plaga Mincha. But leaving that shita aside, within the framework of Rabbeinu Yonah, Chiris Yisrael is after Shkia but before Tzeis, because it doesn't require Laila Mamish. And I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, that there are really in truth two halachic definitions of Yom and Laila. One is Laila Lachoshech Kara Laila, you need Tzeis, you need Choshech. But in another pasuk, the Torah says, Eshnei Ma'oros Berkiya Shamayim, that it depends on the Ma'oros, which means that Laila begins with Shkia Sachama. And if we apply that principle to Kriya Samigila Balaila, then we could say that Kriya Samigila Balaila is after the Ma'or HaGadol sets, meaning after Shkia, and that's already Laila. In fact, not all the Tanoim at the beginning of Mesech the Brachas agree that Kriyat Shema itself needs Laila, meaning Tzeis. Some have it before Tzeis, and this is based on the Pasuk B'Shal Bacha, and it could be that Derech Shchiva is a different, engenders a different definition of Laila and allows you to function within the framework of Shnei Ama'oros, Berkiyah Shamayim, and perhaps Shkia Sacham is enough to engender the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema u'Bishal Bacha. And certainly one could argue with a Kal V'Chomer that when the Rabbanon instituted the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila, they did so with a new definition of Laila, the definition of Laila of B'Shal Bacha. If it's Laila for Kriyat Shema according to those Tanoim, then it's Laila for Kriyas HaMegillah. And that equation could tell me that Laila begins as far as Kriyas HaMegillah with Shkia Sachama. And then if we take that back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on Daf Dalid, Laila of Lo Dumyali, that's a new definition of Laila. It's not the classical definition of Laila, but it's the definition of Laila that depends upon Shkia Sachama. So that although Rav Avadia Yosef is willing to upgrade, according to many Rishonim, Chachmei Sfarad, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila to a Divrei Kabbalah, nevertheless he equates it to Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, but that's only within the context of Ula, because the Pasuk L'mayim Yizmerchavav Lo Yidom omits any mention of Lila, and relying on Ula, according to the Abi Omer, we could certainly allow in the case of a Chole a Kriya Samegila before Tzeis. And he goes on to say that in those situations we could even add the bracha Kidei Shelo Yigrom Bazagmas Nefesh LeKahal Rav. Let's say if the entire Kehila cannot daven Mayriv after Tzeis, they can't gather together for Kriyas Megillah after Tzeis, let them recite a bracha Bibod Yom. But all this is relying on Ula L'mayim Zemer Chavov Lo Yidom. We're suggesting going even a step further, that even if we take Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's approach, the Laila of Lodumili, the question becomes, what definition of Laila are you operating with? And it's very possible that your definition of Laila is a Bishalbacha kind of definition of Laila, which is based on the Ma'oros. And based on Migdash in general, Laila is engendered by Shkia Sachama, because Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. So the Yom definition for Beis HaMikdash and Avodas HaKorbonos is dependent upon the Ma'oros, and Yom terminates with Shkiyas HaChama, and that's when Laila begins. So we can certainly operate within that framework of Laila, and that would be very, very fascinating. Now I have here a photocopy, if I could find it. Give me a minute here. Of the Sefer by Rav Tzvi Reisman, that's called Ratz Kitzvi. And I want to read to you what he writes here. He has an article here for Purim Siman Chav Ches called Kriyas HaMegila Miba'od Yom. And in this article, he presents some of the arguments justifying Kriyas HaMegila before Tzeis. And he writes the following. Quotes the Sefer Shut Yad Mordechai. Hodati Lianche Adosi Lispalil Tfilas Arvis Biom Tainis Esther Acher Plaga Mimcha Takef Acher Plaga Mimcha Ulahasmich Elea Kriyas HaMegila Bilti Bracha. So he's in favor of reading the Megillah earlier. Again, this is not after Shkia, but after Plaga Mimcha. Again, we're talking about Eis Cherem when it's absolutely necessary, but to leave out the bracha. And then he writes that Mikroi Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank, the Rav of Yushalayim, had this case during the Milchama and addressed the issue of reading the Megillah after Plaga Mincha. And he's not too excited about it. He writes that that although one of the Rabbanim on the Rabbanut HaRashit was okay with the idea of reading the Megillah after Plaga Mincha, they needed it badly in Yerushalayim, and Rav Avad Yosef and Yabia Omer was also okay with the idea. He says that although that could apply in the Prozim on Yudalid, but it's a problem for Yerushalayim on Tesvav. Keep in mind, the issue that was addressed and quoted in the Mikrei Kodesh was Yerushalayim. And what is the objection? Why is Yerushalayim different than the Prozim? The Gemara Megillah, Daf Beis Amid Beis, Bismaneim, Zmano Shel Zeh, Lo Kizmano Shel Zeh, the canopy of time period that overlaps for both Yudalid and Tesvav, that would undermine the Takana of 2 days that engendered two different Chiyuvim of Mikra Megillah. That's the Yisod. And he quotes this in the name of various poskim, and then he himself, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, writes, L'dayti nir dizman shelzeh lo kizman shelzeh lo chamur me'elu korei biyud gimel elu diamrin shem yipaga minchol mal kfar yesh din shalayla v'yeno yud gimel elu yud dalid hachinami ben kracha korei biyud dalid v'yipaga minchol mal kfar leil tesvav u'mekayim esakriya shalom u'kofim kikorei tesvav. He has an interesting svara here, where he claims that, and we said something similar earlier, that when you read the Megillah before Seis, you're doing so with Taurus Laila, and that Kriyas Megillah now belongs to the Zman of Laila, and it doesn't in any way undermine the Kriyas Megillah of Yudalit. You know, just, we don't view it as the same Zman for both Yudalit and Tesvav, but we view it as a Kriya of Tesvav because it's already considered Laila for Mitzvahs Kriya Samigila. Now, what I want to discuss with you is the Sefer of Rabbi Tzal Zsolti, and that is the Mishnas Yaivitz. Let me just get that out for a second. This is Hilchas Megillah, Simon Ayin Zayin, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila, V'lo B'Yom. He begins this presentation by quoting the Sugya Megillah, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, followed by Ula, and he quotes Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Al Mari the Afgal the Mevarch Zman Balayla Chozum Mevarch Also Biyom." Tosfos establishes that the Iker Kriya is Biyom, and even if he recited Shechiyonu Balayla, he repeats Shechiyonu for the Kriya of the day. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam to the same effect, that the Iker Kriya Biyom, and he brings a raya from the fact that the Mishnah later on Daf Chaf Amid Bey, says Kol Yom Kashel Kriya Samagila. It doesn't mention Kol Alayla Kashel Kriya Samagila because the Iker Kriya is by day. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mihilchas Megillah Halacha Gimel clearly states that mitzvah lekrosa balayla ubayom chalayla kashel kriyas hamegila kalyom kashel kriyas hayom mevarech kodem kriyas hamegila balayla sholosh brachos v'eluhin al mikra megila shosanisim shechiyano biyom eino chozer umevarech shechiyano. And the Magid Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam, once he recited shechiyano at night, he should not repeat shechiyano by day, because just like in Sukkah, we make the bracha of Shechiyonu at night, you don't repeat the bracha of Shechiyonu when you sit in Sukkah by day. Says the Mishnas Yaivitz, he thinks that the Rambam Shita should be understood in the light of what the Rambam writes a little later on in Hilchas Chanukah, that's Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, that there's no Hallel on Purim because Kriyas HaMegillah hi HaHallel. And that, of course, is a sugya in Megillah on Daf Yudalid. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Brice says, Arboim u'shmona neviyim u'sheven neviyas nisnabdu len liyisro v'lo pichsu v'lo hosiru ha-mashikos v'torah chutz mi-mikra Megillah. And the Gemara says that they derived Mikra Megillah from Eikal v'chomer. Ma'am e'avdus l'cheiris amin in shirim v'misal chayim l'kolshkein. In fact, the Gemara Yehachi Halal Nami Neima, and the Gemara offers three answers why there's no Halal on Purim, and the Gemara's third answer from Nachman, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. And this is codified by the Rambam, as we saw earlier, in Perek Gimel Milchus Megillah Lachavav. So it comes out that there are two Kiyumim in Mikra Megillah. There's the Kiyum Kriya and Pirsum Anes on the one hand, and then there's the Kiyum Halel through Megillah reading. But the Mishnah Siyavitz is quick to point out that there's a fundamental difference, therefore, between Kriya Samigila Balayla and Kriya Samigila Biyom. Not the way we said it because of the Pasuk Hayom Emelu Nizkar Menasim, but rather because Kriya Samigila by day has the extra dimension and the second Kiyum of Halel. That's lacking in Kriyas Laila, because Kriyas Halel must be Bayom. There's no Kriyas Halel Balayla. And don't ask me from Leil Pesach, because that's a separate halach of Shira. But in general, Kriyas Hamigila as a Kiyum Halel is exclusive and singular to Kriyas Hayom. Kriyas Hamigila Balayla only has the Kiyum of Kriya and Pirsum Anes, but it's devoid and bereft of the Kiyum of Kriyas Halel. And now the question arises, can we add a Shechiyonu Bayom because of the additional dimension or the additional Kiyum of Kriyas Hayom as Halel? That's the question that we have to ask. Now, keep in mind that although Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi derived the Chiyuv Balayla from Valayla Vlo Dumuli within the context of Ula, Leman Zemer Chavod, what does that Pasuk have to do with Kriyas HaMegillah? And the answer could be that Leman Zemer Chavod means that during the day you should be adding Velo Yidom. In other words, your Leman Yizamercha, your Kiyum Kriyas Halel, should be extended and fulfilled during the day. And that's the Velo Yidom, right? Leman Yizamercha Velo Yidom. Well, Liolam Odeka. Liolam Odeka means we have to engender a Kiyum Halel Bayom under Velo Yidom. But in Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, we don't have that Leman Yizamer Chavod Kiyum. And here, the Mishnah Siyavitz makes an important point that mitzvahs Kriya and Pirsum Anes, which is common to both Laila and Yom, requires the Birchas Shechiyonu, but the Kiyum of Halel does not require Shechiyonu. He doesn't explain why, but he does mention that Lo Matzinu Bircha Shechiyonu al Mitzvah Halel. Well, that's a little problematic. Why don't we find Shechiyonu with regard to Halel? And the answer probably is that with regard to Moadim, the Yom is Mechayev you in many different mitzvahs, and we make a Shechiyonu that covers all those mitzvahs. But in Echinami, each of those mitzvahs in and of itself, in and of herself, let's say, would generate a Chiyuv Birchas Hazman, a Birchas Shechiyonu. And insofar as Laila doesn't have the Kiyum of Halel, then we should certainly be making a Shechiyonu on the Kriya by day. There is no other Shechiyonu that can cover that. And the Kriya by Laila and its Shechiyonu would not at all be related to Halel because Laila doesn't have Halel. Now, of course, you could ask me, what about Sukkah? But the answer is that when we make Shechiyonu and Kiddush on Leil Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah applies not just by Laila, but also by day. Now, the Shechiyonu of Laila and Sukkah at the beginning of Sukkah doesn't cover the mitzvah of Lulav, which emerges by day, so that Yom itself in Sukkah, for example, is a separate entity with its own, you know, engenders its own mitzvahs, the Dalad Minim, L'Kachtim, L'Chem, Yom HaRishon, and therefore you require Shechiyonu. So the Shachyar on the Moed itself, which was recited at night, in no way could cover the mitzvah of Dalet Minim by Yom. And if we apply the same logic here, the Shachyar at night on the first Kriya could not be related to the Kriya by Yom. And this will give us a fascinating new insight into the Shita of Tos Rabin Tam, that when he reads the Megillah by day, he should add a Shachiyonu. And the reason for that is because the Yom itself engenders the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah as Hallel. And that's a brand new mitzvah that emerges by day that did not exist at night. That's not going to help us with the Shita of Rambam, that you do not repeat a Shachiyonu by day. The Rambam apparently combines the Mikra Megillah Balayla and by day into one package, and Purim begins at night, although we suspend the Kriya Befoel as Halil until the day, that's a separate din in Halil, but the Moed, so to speak, if we can call it that, of Purim as a 24-hour time unit, emerges at night, projects itself, and continues into the day. Certain mitzvahs are postponed and suspended until the day, but the Shachiyonu at night is on the whole package of Purim. Whereas Tosfos would understand that Purim is made up of two elements, two different time zones, and Laila and Yom are separated from each other. And perhaps Laila doesn't really engender a Chiyuv Megillah, it's a separate din of Velo Yidom, it's a separate din of Laila Lo Dumyali, whatever the nature of that mitzvah is Balaila, but it's not really the day as a 24-hour unit that engenders the Chiyuv Mikra Megillah Balaila. And therefore the Shachiyonu of Laila is on this new mitzvah, call it a mitzvah Drabbanan of Kriyas HaMegillah, but it's not on Purim. The Shachiyonu of the Zman of Purim is by day, because day is what engenders the package deal of all the mitzvahs hayom, including, of course, Suda and Mishloach Manos and Matan Savyonim and Megillah. And within that package, we have a new mitzvah that emerges even within the context of Megillah, and that's Hallel, Kriyasa Zui Lula, and therefore we need a Shachiyonu. So the Shachiyonu at Laila is fundamentally different than the Shachiyonu of day. Now, in this Mishnah Siyavitz, he introduces a new element, a new equation, a new element into the equation, I should say, and that is where the Mikra Megillah requires Amida. And he's medayik in the Tur in Siman Tofresh Tzadi, HaKoryas HaMegillah Omeid O Yoshev Yotza, that O Yoshev Yotza is B'dieved, L'chatchili should be reading the Megillah in a standing position. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, clearly says that Mikra Megillah could be read by yeshiva even lechatchila. And he wonders why the Tur would require Kriyas HaMegillah lechatchila not by yeshiva but rather by amida. And he suggests that perhaps the Tur is addressing Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom, and Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom has two dimensions. On the one hand, it's Kriyam Pirsum Nes, but also has a Kiyum Halel, Kriyas Zui Lula. And what we find is, in our Chaim Siman Tuf Chaf Beis, is that Kriyas HaHalel is by Mida. And insofar as the Kriya of Yom is a Kiyum of Halel, it requires a Mida. And if you look in the Beis Yosef there in Tuf Chaf Beis, he quotes the Shiboli Aleket. The Pasuk says, Halu Avdei Hashem HaOmdim, that there's a separate halacha of Amida in Kriyas HaHalel. And therefore, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila, insofar as it's only a Kriya of Pirsum HaNes, there's no difference between Amida and Yeshiva. It's all the same. And therefore, L'chatchila, you could read it B'Yeshiva. But with regard to Kriyas HaYom, where there's additional element and kiyum of Halel, Halel requires Omdim, and therefore L'chatchila, there should be a Kriya B'Amida. And that's a very, shall I say, new idea that we haven't encountered here in our discussion about the difference between Kriya B'Laila and Kriya B'Yom, Nafkemina L'Gabi Amida. Now, we mentioned earlier the Sfas Emes, who makes a big deal about the Lashon of the Shas on Daf Dalet Chayvan Likros Megillah Biyom Ulishanosa Balayla. Doesn't say Likrosa Balayla. Doesn't say Likrosa Megillah Balayla Biyom. And it would seem that the word Lishanosa, says the Sfas Emes, indicates that the Kriya Bayom should be a second Kriya. So the Chiyuv Kriya Balayla is a means to an end to set up the Kriya Sayom as a Kriya Shnia. And that means that conceptually, according to Sfas Emes, Kriya Laila is really not a Chiyuv Megillah in the classical sense, but rather it's a Chiyuv that stems from Kriyas Hayom. In other words, how do I create a Kriyas Hayom, which is a Kriya Shnia, and we'll see what the significance of a Kriya Shnia is, that's only made possible by Kriyas Laila. The Kriyas Laila facilitates Kriyas Hayom by upgrading Kriyas Hayom into a Kriya Shnia. The Iker Chiyuv of Kriya, therefore, is Bayom. The Kriya Balaila is an introduction or a prerequisite to establish the Kriya of Yom as a Kriya Shnia, and it's a Getter of Hachana. And the language of the Sfas Emes is Shetehei Kriya Shel Yom Behavana Yisera, that I've already trained myself, I've already heard the Megillah once at night, I'm ready to really, you know, get into the Megillah by day and really understand it. The Kriyas Laila is Hachana for the Kriyas Yom. And that's a really way out chiddush of the Sfas Emes, which is developed here by Arichus Gedola in the Ratz Kitzvi that we mentioned earlier. And once again, it tells you why the poskim might be more inclined to be lenient with regard to the Kriyas Laila in a case of Suffolk, or if you have a choice between Laila and Yom, classifying it as a lower grade mitzvah than the Iker mitzvah of Kriya B'Yom. And Nafkamina, even if we want to read the Megillah B'Laila before it's really Laila. And all this would certainly be reflected or brought home by the Sfas Emes insofar as he understands the Kriya B'Laila as a Kriya to facilitate the Kriya B'Yom and enhance it by making it into a Kriya Shnia L'Shanosa B'Yom. That's pretty way out. So Rav Bosai, what I want to talk to you about next time, if we have a chance, is to really, you know, flesh this out once more as an introduction to the next Shia, and then really talk about Kriyas HaMegillah more in Hashkafic terms, and how the Megillah reading is meant to inspire us to greater heights in Avodas Hashem.